You ready to start?
Ready, ready.
All right, here we are. Kat and Jeff back again after a huge
two-month hiatus.
The Pillow Talk podcast. Do we just not have anything to talk about for the last 4 months, 2 months?
It's been a busy 2 months.
Yeah, it has been. A lot's happened.
Christmas, a lot of good, a lot of bad.
Holidays.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
But you're finally back to writing again and posting on your blog. And so we thought we'd come and talk about some of that, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
So here we are in bed, getting ready.
Candles, wine, we're good to go.
Oh, yeah, should I light my candle?
Yeah.
I bought a flameless candle here right next to my bed.
I like it.
Do you like it? It's very easy. I'll just turn it right on there, and we're ready. Wow, that really sets the mood.
We're simple and cheap here, so.
I know. It was on sale at Menards, clearance from Christmas.
That wine was $5 for the whole bottle. It's really good, though.
I know.
Cheap, we're all about deals.
Frugal, flameless candles, and Aldi wine.
$4.99.
Oh, so good. All right. What's the first story here?
Well, it's about the story that we tell our kids. So one thing I've been working on since I haven't been blogging is creating scrapbooks for our two children. Mm-hmm. They have a complicated history because they're adopted. And so I wanted to make sure they have a strong narrative going in. But also, I started journals so that they know who I am as their mother, not just as their mom, but as the woman I am. So I started journals for them and included pictures of me as a child that kind of reminded me of Hayes and Hattie. I just want to tell them a little about me, because I think sometimes we have this idea of who our parents are, but we don't have a complete picture of them as people.
Right.
We just know them as mom or dad, and we judge them partially based on our interactions with them, growing up with them. Mm-hmm. We blame them for everything in therapy. I want my kids to know that I'm imperfect, but I'm a passionate woman with interests. I was a baby like them. I made mistakes like them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would be really good for them to know and have that in case I died. I just wanted them to have a piece
of
me.
So you're making a physical journal? What are you? I don't even remember. What are you doing?
Yes, I'm making a physical
journal. You're writing in the journal?
I'm doing artwork and poetry and coloring.
For one for each of them?
One for each of them.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and so, I'm jotting little memories of my interactions with them as well in the journal.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a smattering of all kinds of things, but I don't think I have a complete sense of who my parents are, and I want them to really know their mother.
Wow, so are you sharing deep thoughts in here?
I am.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like about our relationship or just about you?
Are you scared?
Well, I don't know. Like, what do you tell your kids? Like, right?
They wouldn't know that I was a television broadcaster. They don't know about all my internships in college. What I love to do as a child, ways that I failed. I'm mentioning some failed relationships, even mistakes I made when I was a teenager mm-hmm. and young adult. What I was thinking as I was going through college. I just want them to have a more honest picture of who I am.
So are both of these books exactly the same then? If you're telling...
No, they're a little different. They're
the
different.
The same stories?
I'm not telling the same stories in both. They're going to have to compare notes.
Oh, so they'll have to get the full picture of you, they're going to have to read both.
They'll need both journals. Yes.
And when are you going to give these kids these journals? When they're eight?
No, when they're 18, or I just thought
18.
You know,
is that their 18th birthday present? Here's the journal. Here's your mother.
It's cheap.
I know you
meaningful.
Wanted to know more about me. Here, it's everything about me.
You're not getting a college fund. You're getting me.
You're getting my journal.
That's right.
And some of my precious artwork, my watercolors.
Here's the deal. You never know when your time's up, right? And so I could die any minute. I do not want you cracking open my diaries and giving them to the kids.
That is like the first thing I'm going to do.
Do not. You're not allowed to open my diaries.
Well, of course, we're going to open your diaries.
That's what people do. No, you're not. I will create diaries for you that are censored.
No,
by me.
I'm going to read the whole truth and nothing but the truth, baby.
No.
You're dead.
I want my
legacy. I'm going to spend
a
couple weeks going through your diaries before I, start dating again.
What makes you so sure you'll get someone after me?
What are you talking about? I had two kids and I got a 25-year-old news reporter to marry me.
I was
divorced.
Dumb.
I don't know. There are a lot of dumb women out there. Trust me. You just have to play the sob story, you know. My wife, especially if you die, then everybody's going to feel sorry for me.
Yeah.
If you die, I'm in like Flynn. I could probably get a 23-year-old.
That is what got me about you. I felt sorry for you that you were left with two children. I thought,
I know.
What a
nice I was a great
guy.
Dad. I was like,
you were a great dad.
I had them like split custody. I was really involved.
Very involved. Hello.
Why do you think I went for that? So I could get somebody.
You think you'll get someone who wants four kids, though? Four kids.
Well, Delaney is almost out of the house, so.
You've got this planned out. You've got my death planned out before I.
I did. Well. No, I don't.
I think you've given this some thought.
I'm just saying, I've been through it before, so I know the ropes.
Okay, you're confident as a 42-year-old man of four children, you can get a hot 23-year-old if I died. That's good for me to know.
Right. I don't know that I would go that young again, though. Because, I mean,
had some growing up to do.
Right, yeah. Like, you didn't know what you were getting into.
I did not at all.
That was kind of a rough transition.
Really? Roughest 2 years of my life. Still rough.
So maybe I should go with somebody who's got some...
A little seasoned?
Yeah, a little seasoned, doesn't want kids. Because, I mean, I can't go... Yeah, if I marry a 23-year-old, then she's going to want kids. So I can't do that again. I can't be like 80 and have an 8-year-old. That's ridiculous.
Speaking of kids... did you see that they changed the laws in China? They're making it easier to adopt children. We could get another one.
All right. Let's go.
It would have to be a special needs. Would you really?
You know, maybe. If our house was, we'd have to move.
We'd have to move. But really, you would want to do it all over again? I say we get a 12-year-old this
time. Yeah, if we get an older kid, I wouldn't mind that. Because I really don't want to go younger than Hattie because...
She's been hard. That's been a hard transition.
And then it keeps you in the parenting longer. Like,
you're right.
I'm kind of
old. We want to do Empty Nest soon. We're looking forward to that.
So, I don't know.
Really? So you'd be if we had a bigger home, you'd be able
I
to.
I do like adopting. I don't know.
I love
There's
adoption.
Something that's neat about it. And I encourage everybody to do it. But, you know, I mean, it's expensive and.
It is expensive.
A lot of
paperwork. That wiped our savings.
That's the thing you don't remember is the paperwork.
Oh, man. That's worse than
that's
labor.
That's the killer for us. It really is. Even worse than spending the money is that darn paperwork.
We had to get paperwork from all over the country.
Oh, we're horrible.
Certified apostille, we're terrible. But really encourage you. It's totally worth it.
Yeah. Especially if you have one of you that's a little bit
organized,
which neither one of us are.
That's right. Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know.
But we love our kids, and I'm excited we got their scrapbooks done. I'm also trying to enjoy them more and just appreciate the day. One thing I'm working on as a mom is just learning to take time to myself and playing more. So Jeff is in a local theater production because he loves theater. That's mm-hmm. his passion.
Yes.
And you're very excited about that.
Yeah, I just got cast in this play that I'm going to do.
That no one's ever heard of.
It's called The Lieutenant of Inishmore.
I'm going to hate it.
It's a black comedy. You are going to hate it. And
I don't even like good theater.
I know. Yeah. It's a little rough for sensitive people, but...
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I like it. It's a fun... It's more my taste, probably. Mm-hmm. A dark black comedy.
Mm-hmm.
A little violent, but, you know... I don't know. It'll be fun. I can't wait to get started to do that again. I haven't done theater in a really long time. So I used to do it all the time when I was a kid and through school.
And your kids do it now?
Max was just in The Genie in Aladdin. Mm-hmm. So he was really good in that, and he loves doing it, and Lainey loves doing it. So it'll be fun that I get to do it again. So.
I need a hobby. That's what I'm thinking after seeing all of you go through your plays. Mm-hmm. I thought, what do I do that's fun? I don't do anything fun. Maybe I'm not fun.
You Facebook.
I do Facebook. And hey, you're on Facebook.
Oh,
welcome
yeah.
2006.
Because I was in this play, they schedule everything through Facebook. So I was kind of forced to get a Facebook account. So now I'm on, and now I can like police, because you make a lot of comments that are, I don't know, that I need to, like, correct a lot of things, I think.
You need to police me? You're going to destroy my reputation or the image I've
created
for myself. No,
we're going to be honest, though. Yeah, your fake radio image.
I'm not Facebook fake. It's not fake. It's just not the complete picture.
It's censored.
It is censored. But we should all be censored. I don't think we should all put all of ourselves out there.
I guess not.
I would not
have
friends.
Be real. All right. People are too...
You like me better real than...
I don't know. The fake you?
I don't think I'm fake. I just think I don't reveal
tell
all
everything.
Of me.
Yeah, that's true.
That's kind of inappropriate, I think, anyway. But yeah. You do know the real me.
Well, I know the real you.
Yeah, and I'm the real deal at home, I think.
Right, but that's nothing like Facebook. What is it?
I do. I'm careful about things that I have to be careful. Yeah,
I guess so. I guess you can't put everything out
there. You're already getting me in trouble from the minute you start. And plus, you're going to put really unflattering pictures of me on Facebook, which I'm really concerned about. So I've already blocked my wall, and you're not allowed to post.
On your wall?
Or tag without my permission. So if it's a bad picture, it's not going to end up on my Facebook wall. I had to change my settings for you. But welcome to Facebook.
Thanks for the wallroom welcome.
But I'm trying to figure out what I want to do as a hobby, because I feel like every mom especially needs an outlet just for her. So I think I'm going to just, I signed up to do a really fun cooking class. I don't know if I told you about this. This woman started a really fun company in the area where she teaches, you know, different cooking techniques. And we went to a really good cooking or a good restaurant in Chicago that inspired me. The Girl and the Goat.
Oh, right.
That was so good. I thought, I want to make food that's cool and creative. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that happens this class.
You're going to do take the class and going to be a world
like
famous
a gourmet
chef.
Well,
that's great. I mean, more cooking and less cooking for me. That's
please,
that's good.
I'll be cooking. What do you mean?
What do I cook? I cook.
You do? What have you cooked the past 2 weeks?
What are you talking about? I always cook. I don't. Well, in the last 2 weeks, I don't know if I've cooked anything.
Or in the past month. I don't think so. But your brother recommended an excellent French cooking cookbook to me. And I've been slowly going through that. You did not like one of my selections, though.
Oh, my
gosh. The pea soup. I thought was delicious. Pea soup.
It was mashed peas, like blended up peas. There was no other flavor. It was just, tasted like baby food. It was disgusting.
I sauteed shallots and butter, and I added some white wine. And I did put in peas,
and
I blended it.
And first of all, you said you were going to make split pea soup, which
is... The peas were split. They were blended.
That's not split pea soup. Split pea soup has, like, ham in it. And it has like a not the straight pea flavor. It was disgusting.
Really? That's what I thought split pea
Nobody,
soup was.
Hayes hated that soup.
He did. He protested it.
No, he literally gagged on it. No, I'm serious.
I took it to work and people loved
it. I made him eat it, but he was... It reminded me of me when I was... I hated vegetables when I was a kid. And that's what I would used to do. I was just like... I could not eat like peas or spinach or... any of that stuff, and I used to gag on it. And
now you're a very adventurous eater.
Yeah, now I don't. Well, I still don't like. I think part of it was just that my mom, the way my mom cooked vegetables, like canned spinach. That's just disgusting.
Your mom's a very good cook,
right? But for some reason, her vegetables were never good.
They're just out of the can.
Yeah, they're out of the can, or they're just like carrot. I still don't like cooked carrots. Just like plain.
I love a good pot roast. I love Midwestern food because it's new to me. I grew up in Hawaii with exotic food. This is all different. I love meatloaf and all that stuff.
It's just
you're not
too,
a fan.
I don't know. I just like some kind of spice and flavor, and I just don't like, Midwestern, like, pot roast or meatloaf is just not
my thing.
It's
a good thing you married me, because I introduced you to
so now
lot.
Go to this good cooking cuisine. Class and learn something and make something good. Because the other stuff that you made out of the French cookbook was good. I cooked out of the French cookbook.
You did?
I made the garlic chicken thing, didn't I?
I thought I made that. We both made that together.
Okay, and you're saying I don't cook, but I'm just saying that I cooked the last 2 weeks. So that you're going to do that. You like to walk too, isn't that one of your favorite things to do?
And I used to write poetry and read. I just all those things went by the wayside.
You used to write poetry?
Yeah, I did. I gave them as gifts to my parents all the time and friends.
Oh, you never wrote me a poem when I was a.
I made you write me poetry.
Yeah, but.
You're right. I was embarrassed.
If you're a poet, why didn't you ever write it for me?
I was embarrassed, probably. So I should do that.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day is coming up.
There you go. I would expect a poem.
Okay. Ditto. I want you to write me a poem.
That's not all I expect.
Of course. I know you.
So, yeah. So are you going to take... Well, winter is kind of not the best time for walking, though.
No. No,
it's
not.
So you can't really do that. Because you love to just go out and walk on the riverfront and listen to you, put your headphones in, walk around the block.
Mm-hmm, I do.
walk everywhere.
It's my escape. I do my best thinking when I'm walking, and mm-hmm. I metabolize my thoughts. So I think you could do it. Just bundle up.
Yeah. Okay. That's one. So you got two activities that you like to do.
Mm-hmm.
Cooking and walking.
They're both.
Facebooking. Yeah. So that's three.
Is that an activity or is it numbing?
Reading. Do you like to read?
Do you like to read? Yeah.
So there you go. You've got activities that you like to do.
I just need to make time for it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. There are a lot of more indoor activities, though, this time of year. And Super Bowl's coming up this weekend, and the Oscars, too. So that's exciting. You love movies. You're a movie buff. That's, like, your hobby. So who are you rooting for?
Okay. So, yeah, my favorite movies. Not all of my favorite movies got nominated, obviously. Like
Begin Again.
Right.
Oh,
we both liked
favorite.
That one. That was a good one.
This is where we leave you.
Mm-hmm. That was fun. But my favorite ones, that Boyhood is probably my number one. That was
mine too.
That was my favorite movie of the year. I mean, just the way that the whole thing,
that took
12 years to shoot it, and it's just an amazing portrait and mm-hmm. of a childhood, and it's just a great movie. I thought. I also love Whiplash, which both saw.
Yeah.
You did not really like it, right?
I liked it, but I winced throughout the whole thing. I felt...
Yeah, because the guy is really...
Brutal.
He's a brutal teacher.
I was in pain watching it.
But, man, I just liked that one.
Selma. I love The Theory of Everything. That was beautifully done.
The Theory of Everything was okay. All of those, like, Selma, The Theory of Everything...
Imitation Game.
The Imitation Game. Those biopic ones, I saw all those. That's just not my thing. I just don't get... It doesn't excite me. I don't know. So none of those are my favorites. I saw them. There were good movies. I don't know. Just those, like, historical biopic mm-hmm. is not my thing. I loved Birdman, though. That's another one of my top three is Birdman. And Birdman is it's about the theater, so that's probably why I like it. It's set on a stage. He's doing a play, and it's all done in, like, one shot. So it's really kind of an interesting, really well-directed movie, but it's really, that's a good one, too. So those are probably my top three.
And Begin Again, I think it was nominated for Best Original Song or something. That is definitely a soundtrack worth getting.
Yeah, that's a fun one. It wasn't really critically acclaimed. It's
beautiful.
But both of you, me and you, liked it. I think it's the guy who did Once. Did you ever see Once?
Yeah, I like the soundtrack for that.
So, yeah, so that was... That was our movies. It'll be exciting to see what gets nominated. I mean, what wins.
And I hope Reese Witherspoon wins for Wild. She did a great job.
Yeah, she was. She really got down and dirty in the old Wild, huh?
Mm-hmm. Maybe I should, like, trek across the country.
Yeah.
Would you die?
Would you like to do that?
No.
To hike all the way?
I can't even camp to, like, in Peoria. I mean, camping to me is Holiday Inn. No way. No, I'd be hitchhiking every day and asking for a place to stay and a shower.
Nice. All right. So should we do our favorite things? What's making us happy this week? What is it? What's your favorite thing of the week?
Parenthood.
Hey!
Mine. It's ending tonight. I haven't seen the finale yet, but I'm dreading it because I love Parenthood.
Here's my prediction. Christina cries in the finale.
I'm going to cry. Christina cries every day.
Exactly. Every week. She's awful.
I love Christina.
That's what's making me happy too this week, because I won't have to see Christina anymore. She's so annoying.
I want to be her. So I'm
She's
offended.
The worst. The way they raise she just spoils the Max, and he's like a brat. And
no, he's not.
I'm
going to
start a school for my kid. I'm going to run for mayor.
She's
Get
so inspiring.
Over yourself. I hate her.
Who do you like on the show? Who's your favorite? You like the show.
I do like the show. I just can't stand... Christina just gets on my nerves. She's always crying, and she's always... I don't know. You know, oh, my son is bullying somebody, you know, but he's so brave. What? He's harassing a girl? I mean, that's just the way she operates.
He has special needs.
Whatever. I mean...
I have sympathy for her. I think she's an excellent mother.
Uh-huh.
I know you don't think so, but... I will miss Crosby. He reminds me of you.
Yeah.
Kind of irresponsible, but cute and creative. That's mm-hmm. you. So I'm going to miss his character.
Thanks, Jer.
He's the hottest to me.
Yeah. And I mean, that what I liked about Parenthood was it was a show that we both kind of liked, but we could watch together, because it's hard for us to find shows that, you know.
We both have the same taste.
We both have the same taste thing, because you don't like a lot of shows that I
Your
like.
Dark shows, yeah.
So that'll be one less show that we can watch together. Now we'll have to find a new series.
We'll just have to watch reruns, which I'm already
no,
doing.
No, I hate watching reruns.
I feel like that's how a family should be.
All right. Well, I don't know. And my favorite thing of the week is I'm reading a book, Stephen King's newest book. I think it might be his newest book. It's called Revival. It's really good. It's a kind of a thriller. It's not really horror, but more of his... it's about this pastor that loses his wife and daughter and then kind of goes off the rails and becomes kind of a crazy person.
I don't think I would like that.
No, I don't think you don't like fiction, period, do you?
Yeah, no.
Not really. So it's a good Stephen King book if you like Stephen King, and like it's not really, it's more of a, you know, thriller than a horror, but it's good. It's kind of, it's a...
Do you know, I used to live 5 minutes away
from
Stephen King.
Yeah, you used to live in Maine, right?
He had gargoyles on his front yard, and he was actually a very cool guy. Very big man.
Yeah, so you...
Very generous.
Did you interview him?
He did not like the press.
Mm.
So I went up to him to talk to him, and he walked away.
Wow.
But he's a very giving person. That's all I know of him. And
he doesn't...
Didn't like
doesn't
me.
Doesn't like you.
No.
Wow.
It's okay. I didn't take it personally.
Oh, that's good. All right. Well, that's it for this week, right?
That's it.
No more else. We got through a podcast, huh?
Yeah, we did.
All right. Well, until next time, Kat and Jeff.
Have a good week.
Love you.